naps, would you? The thing about a good nap is that it lengthens your life and it shortens your workday.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
It's time to rate your HQ, your honesty quotient. You ready? Which of the following best describes you? A, here's how to tell I'm lying. I'm talking. B, I do not lie. I merely employ therapeutic alterations of reality. C, with God's help, I'm learning to live and speak the truth. Recently, I agreed to attempt to live an entire year without a lie and to write about it. I kept a daily diary, sometimes confessing my sins. Today, I'll confess just three. Not because there aren't more, but because that's all we have time for. Number one, I like approval. I realized this when asked to pray at our church. I got up and thanked God for our church, the people in it, the music, the fellowship, the health to be here. And suddenly, I realized I'm not praying to God at all. I'm praying to these people, hoping to impress them, hoping they'd think, wow, that Calloway sure is a good prayer. We should have him pray more often. Second confession, I like my phone. I spend a lot of time with it. I sometimes play games on it. I often choose it over conversations. My wife asks me to vacuum, but I prefer my phone. In Psalm 90, verse 12, Moses wrote, "Teach us to number our days so that we may be wise." But wise men and women of the faith who are making a great difference didn't get that way playing video games on their phones. Does this mean I must leave my phone alone? No, but how ironic that we love to talk about being in the moment, but we're not. We're on our phones. So I vowed to vacuum when my wife asks, to spend more time unplugged, listening and learning. Third confession, I like money. I know it won't make me rich, make me happy, buy me love, or buy what it used to. Still, I kind of like it. One day, a guy came to me with an irresistible offer. Give him cash, he would double it. He showed me how, and I gave him money. You know why? Because I knew some of my friends were in, and I could not stand the thought of them getting ahead of me. I wondered what it would be like to have all this money he had promised, and so I wrote this down in my diary. Although I haven't withdrawn any cash yet, I'm really beginning to consider the burdens that will undoubtedly accompany the onslaught of great wealth. Friends will want to borrow money. My children might be spoiled if I take them on exotic vacations. Should I quit my job now? Can I remain thankful and dependent on God if I get rich? Will I start hanging out with rich people? I've heard that's what happens when you're scratching with the big dogs. I know there are drawbacks to having all this money, Lord, but I'm up for it. Here I am. Smite me. Well, you may have guessed that I lost, guess how much? Every single penny. Gone. The only benefit? I have a great story my friends love to hear. They can scarcely contain their enthusiasm for hearing the entertaining tale of my misfortune. Tell us about the time you invested in the big scam, they like to say. Well, thankfully God takes care of us despite our failings. Remember this, money makes a great servant, but a lousy master. And more money just makes us more of what we already were. God's word is instructive and practical. 1 Timothy 6:9 says, "But people who long to be rich fall into temptation and are trapped by many foolish and harmful desires." How true it is. I invite you to take the truth vow with me. Like me, you'll be surprised at some things. Best of all, you'll discover that despite our failures and shortcomings, God loves us. Isn't that amazing? Do you need a good reason to laugh today? Look no further than God's amazing grace.
On this side of eternity, every gift we receive will one day fade away, except one. The gift of salvation lasts forever. Through Laugh Again, that message of lasting joy is reaching hearts all over the world. As 2025 wraps up, would you help us keep that hope ringing into the new year? Every gift, no matter the size, makes a difference. Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.